Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today on our program on Telling Future Generations, we have a very special guest. We have Wendell Nash. Wendell and also his wife, Julia, have both been involved in an integral part of this ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship for many, many years. And Wendell has served as a state board member here in Illinois and also CF internationally, as well as his wife, Julia, as well. And Wendell is our honorary emeritus state board member, and he has served for 60 years consecutively on the CEF of Illinois State Board. And he is still going strong, so he is still serving. So, Wendell, it's so great for you to be here today, to be on our program.
Thank you, Katrina. It is an honor to be on your program and a privilege to have the opportunity to share my experience as a board member of CEF of Illinois.
Well, we're just so glad to have you, Wendell. I mean, 60 years, I mean, that's almost unheard of, and that's just amazing. Can you go back to the beginning and just tell us how you even got connected and involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship all those years ago?
My introduction to Child Evangelism Fellowship occurred over 70 years ago. My mother was teaching a children's Bible class, that's what they were called back then, in our living room. When I came home from high school, I sat in the kitchen and listened to her as she taught the Bible lessons to our neighborhood kids. My mother became interested and involved after she and a friend responded to a CEF advertisement about teaching Bible lessons to children. Soon they were teaching weekly lessons with materials provided by CEF. You may remember CEF had just begun in 1937, and they were teaching these classes in the early 1940s. She and her friend Bunny Minnis were pioneers for the work in central Illinois. Well, after high school and a stint in Army Air Corps and college, I went back home to live. I found my mother still teaching those weekly clubs, plus a couple more. I met the director for the Central and Southern Illinois area, Arlie Martin, and it was during this time that I was married. After we were married and I began to work at Caterpillar, we moved to Decatur, where Arlie Martin lived. As I learned more about these good news clubs and saw that the dedicated teachers like my mom were clearly and simply teaching the children about Jesus and how they could know Him, and many children are responding, I knew I had to get involved. I knew that children could savingly believe because I received Christ at a revival meeting when I was only 8 years old. I asked Arlie, the director, if I could help him in some way. He said, well, of course. He put me on the Macon County committee, and not long after that, I found myself as a member of the state board and also the treasurer. My wife, Julie, was also involved. She asked Arlie's wife, Lillian, about the good news clubs. She wondered what they were and how they were conducted. Lillian said, well, why don't you come with me to a teacher training class and you will see a demonstration of a club. So she did. And before long, she was teaching a good news club.
Well, that's just amazing how God just strings all those events together and just how He used your mom and Arlie Martin just to get you and your wife involved in the ministry. So what did the ministry look like back in those very early years in southern Illinois in the Decatur area?
Well, of course, back in the 1950s, there were several strong ministries. Besides the Decatur area, there were ministries in the Springfield and East St. Louis area, and in the far south around Centralia. The ministry consisted mainly of good news clubs in homes and the fair ministry. I am so glad to see the work being renewed in the far south part of the state and also in the East St. Louis area.
I know, and we are too. We're just thrilled what God is doing. But you know, ever since I've been here since 2000, you're a Peorian. I mean, you've lived here for a long time in Peoria. So how did you end up coming from Decatur to Peoria, and then did you continue serving with CEF? How did you get connected then when you came here to Peoria?
Well, Caterpillar transferred me to Peoria in 1969. Really, nothing changed. I still was the treasurer for the state board and was responsible for their finances. But the actual bookkeeping was done by first Janice Hartzell and then later Bev Wright. They were a big help to me. My own daughters, Julianne and Laura, joined our family in serving CEF. After being campers at Camp Good News, they worked in the kitchen and were junior counselors and then were eventually counselors. This gave them a start in serving the Lord.
Well, you know, you've been serving as a state board member and almost treasurer for like 50 plus of those 60 years that you served with CEF. But not only did you serve here in our state on the board, but also both you and Julia, you were also on the international board of CEF Worldwide. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and what your responsibilities were serving internationally with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Well, I served on the board of trustees from 1968 to 1977. It was a gratifying experience. I served with many great, dedicated, spirit-filled men. The decisions we made affected the work around the world. I was on the board when an organization sold the property in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and bought the property in Warrenton, Missouri. CEF moved the headquarters there in 1969. That move proved to be a wise decision. Julie and I both served on the International Missions Committee. This committee interviewed candidates and approved their appointments to countries throughout the world. I'm amazed and thrilled that now there are 195 countries have CEF workers. To God be the glory. As I said, I served 9 years. Miriam Brown, a former state director of Illinois, was the first person to serve on the International Board of Trustees. When Miriam became ill, she recommended Julie to take her place. Julie became a member of the board in 1994, and she continues as an emeritus member.
Well, that's cool. I guess I didn't know that. You guys are both emeritus. So she's the emeritus board of trustees, and you're emeritus for
yes,
CEF
right,
of Illinois.
Right.
That's wonderful. You guys are amazing. Didn't you and Julie have an opportunity serving on the board of trustees to travel overseas when you were serving internationally with CEF?
Yes, during the time Julie was a member, we traveled with the board to several countries. CEF has divided the world into 8 regions. And for the past 20 years, board members have accompanied our president, Reese Kaufman, to regional conferences in all 8 regions. This has had a twofold effect. It's a great encouragement to the national workers to know the board members are so involved and interested in them and what they're doing that they're willing to travel at their own expense to visit their region, and the board members have an opportunity to meet the nationals and hear about their problems and their successes. These trips help the board members make more educated decisions and equip them to know how to pray for them as individuals, as countries, and as regions. We have gone to 3 of these 8 regions. We've been to Korea, and to South Africa, and to Brazil. Besides those 3 trips, we spent 3 months in Cyprus. After we retired in 1985, our friend Arlie Martin was the CEF director of the Middle East, and the regional office was located in Limassol, Cyprus. This was before everyone had computers. We bought a PC and took it with us, and I did some programming on it, and taught the office staff how to use it. Julie worked in the office, helped with the cooking, and did some babysitting. This is when we became burden for the work in the Middle East.
Well, that is just amazing, all those different experiences that the Lord has blessed you and Julie with. But I think there's one thing that we need to talk about, because not only do you have a heart for the world and the heart for Illinois, but also, especially, you have, anyone that knows you, you have a big heart for our camp ministry with Child Evangelism Fellowship, Camp Good News. Wendell, why do you love camp ministry so much? And not only did you serve on the board, but also you served on the camp committee as well. Why did you serve so many years? What's your heart for camp ministry?
Yes, I am a strong supporter of Christian camping. I'm so glad there is a camp in our area. The reason I'm a big fan of camping is because at camp, we have 5 uninterrupted days where we have the Spirit of God can work. The campers are separated from their peers, their parents, and TV, all of which could have a negative influence on their lives. Many pastors and missionaries relate that their commitment to serve the Lord was made at camp, in a camp setting. Campers learn Bible verses and learn from observing godly mentors. They learn biblical truths that they can use throughout their lives. And in addition, they're challenged to live for the Lord. Kids come to camp for fun. Camp Good News has so many fun things to do. There's a zip line across a ravine, zorb balls, archery, slingshots, low ropes course, and many other things to do. Camping also provides a place where young people can grow by serving the Lord. I became involved in camp first by using some of my vacation time to be a camp counselor. Then there were 4 years when the state didn't have a director. The state director always handled the administrative duties of the camp. So I filled in and did what the job of recruiting counselors and staff members, and with the camp committee, planned the program and did other necessary administrative jobs while holding down my full-time job at Caterpillar. We hired a Christian school teacher from Florida to come and to direct the program. Those were certainly pressure-packed days for me. I was on the camp committee for more than 30 years and served as camp treasurer for most of that time. A while after I retired from Caterpillar, our camp bookkeeper left for another job, so I took on the responsibility of doing the office work. It was nearly full-time, and for several years, I spent almost every day at camp. I really enjoyed this work, and I felt I was making a real contribution.
Well, I know when I first came here, if anyone was like, "Where's Wendell at?" call camp. He's out at camp. It was like your second home. I don't even know if you should have got a cot out there. You know, there's just so many things that we still need to talk about. So we're going to have you come back again and just share with us next week, because I think we've just barely scratched the surface of your ministry with Child Evangelism Fellowship all these years. So we look forward to hearing again some more of your story. And we want to thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations as we just catch a glimpse of what God is doing both in and through His people, all for the glory of God.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.